Well, the criteria for the basic allocations would be fix it first. Now, I think you could build that into the law. The new projects, the projects of regional and national significance, I believe should be funded through an infrastructure bank. Look, one of the reasons that the public approves all these referendums is they're for specific projects. They can point and say, we're going to take that bridge and turn it into from two lanes into six lanes. And they see the concrete value of that. Whereas giving money to just general, you know, federal transportation, they don't see the direct benefit. They see too much waste, too many bridges to nowhere, too many earmarks. And so I think it's very, very important that on the big new projects, it goes through the infrastructure bank. And by the way, I would capitalize the infrastructure bank. President Obama has said $5 billion a year for 5 years. I would make that $5 billion a year for 10 years. But understand, that's $50 billion. And you may say, we're going to add to the deficit $50 billion, Governor? No, we're not, because that's $50 billion of credit subsidies for loans, which would produce over $600 billion of investment. And since they're loans, they would be paid back. The European Infrastructure Bank does about $379 billion of loans a year and makes money on the interest from those loans. So the cost to the Treasury for producing $600 billion of private sector infrastructure spending, zero, zero. In fact, the Treasury actually would net money. So the Infrastructure Bank would be there to determine the new projects by allocation from the states with a legal requirement that fix it first occur. I think you could do both. We could fix what we have, and yet we could preserve money for new projects or vital expansions.